I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John here Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central. You can join me here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm grateful that I get to be with you. I'm only going to be with you for the next half hour. So those of you that would like to call in and share your thoughts, especially on the topics that I hit on last hour, feel free to do so. The on-air line is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Now, I'm only going to be around for the first of this half hour. And a number of Saturdays coming up, I'm not going to be here at all. And I'll let Sam know when that's going to happen. But when I agreed to do this show last year, I picked this time because it would be avoiding... It would have been avoiding football games. Well, let's do this. Let me get off to a little bit of a proper start before I get into that explanation. And I think it's relevant to everybody. The today's date, and this is the second hour, is September 10th, 2022. Like I said, it's the second hour. And let me give out my show prayer, as it were, and show mantra. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers. May it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, the show mantra, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. I take that from 2 Chronicles, a number of other places throughout Scripture, and I also take it from Article 7, because the founders of this land declared that Jesus Christ was the Lord of this land. He was king. And we're sovereigns because, and we're sovereign because of him. And him helping out some good people that happen to be George Washington and the like. Benjamin Franklin. So grateful for those men, and I'm grateful for my forefathers that fought in the war for independence. I'm truly grateful for the sacrifices they made and that a number of men that were underneath them made to allow me to be here and have these freedoms. I touched on it in last hour, and I'll briefly touch it again. I know that I strongly believe my forefathers would have been like, you don't pay attention to those royals, and we could care less what happens. They would not be pleased. But why am I taking a little bit of time away? Because when I agreed to do this show with John Stattmiller, I told him, and I talked to Tom about this, I believe it was either yesterday or it was the day before. I called him up and I said, in fact, I think it was Thursday. I called him up and I said, hey, I would still love to be part of RBN, but I have this difficulty. I believe the most important work that is done is in the walls of your own home. If you're the most influence you have is on the people within your own home, And I believe that that is my number one job, and that's what God expects the most out of me. Why the Lord gave me the opportunity to have a loud mouth and for me to get to know John Stadtmiller and him offer me to have a couple hours, I don't know. But when I talked to John about doing the show, and I said I would love to do a show on Saturdays, and I think he even offered me on one on Sundays, I told him, I'm sorry, don't do them on Sundays. Unless I don't do that, that's my day, that's the Sabbath, and I have to give that to the Lord. At least that's the way I understand it. Wouldn't mind filling in every once in a while for somebody on a Sunday, but it would be like, you know, it's going to be very Sabbath-driven if I ever do that. But I said, my number one job is to my kids. I said, I've got, he goes, well, why can't you do it on Saturdays? I go, I got football games I got to go to. And he's like, football games, John, come on. It's not more important than this. Football isn't more important than this. And I said, you're right. Football isn't. But my sons tell me that the most important memories they have of their life is me being their football coach, is me being in the stands and watching their football games. There are, all of them have said that there was one person they wanted in the stands, and that was me watching. And I need to go be there for my youngest son. Now, this is his last year of junior high football, so next year it'll be on Friday nights and probably a few Thursday nights because I'll bet he does JV. But he's also going to be playing varsity. Yeah, as a ninth grader. He's a big kid. And we kind of were in a small school. But my number one job is to be a husband, is to be a follower. No, sorry. Number one job is to do my best to be a good follower of Christ. Number two is to be a son of God, son of Christ. And I'm a son of my parents. And if I want to keep the commandment, first commandment with promise, that it honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth that thy God give thee, I best be a good father and be there for him. One of my sons, I don't know that I've ever missed a game of theirs. Another son I missed only because I was super sick. And I need to be there for my son. So please forgive me for waxing a little long on this. I do have Nancy, and let's get to Nancy in California. Let's see what she has to say. And Nancy, I hope you'll forgive that in a little bit of a long-winded explanation of why I may not be here on some Saturdays over the next couple of months. Nancy, what's on your mind?
That's no problem. Okay, I was calling to comment on your belief that Hitler wanted a new world order, which he did not. I read a book called Yearning for the Living God, which was written by F. Enzio Boucher. Do you know who he was?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, he was an emeritus member of the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was born in Germany. And this is what his father told him. He was young when Hitler came into, became the, what do they call him, chancellor? Okay, we were
chancellor
told
first,
as young
yes.
people that the world was in a state of corruption and moral decay, and that Western liberalism and Eastern communism would destroy the roots of human civilization. Democracy was described as a plutocracy where the wealthy ruled by dictatorship of money. Our other opponents were the Bolsheviks, so he was anti-communist. Our other opponents were the Bolsheviks who enslaved people for their own gratification and gain. The only way to establish a society of righteousness, we were told, was to elect honest leaders, people who did not work for personal gain but for the welfare of their society. There was a great deal of talk about a world conspiracy with secret combinations. Certain names of rich families were mentioned, as well as members of many royal families in Europe. We were told that they wanted to establish a world government that would be that would use democracy and communism as tools to fulfill their own purposes. We were told that Germany was the last enemy standing in their way, so they wanted to destroy it permanently. Okay, so when he was growing up, they were taught that they were a Christian society. they were taught about Charlemagne. So historical German figures were held up as role models. The Frankish Germanic King Charlemagne, for example, Martin Luther. We were taught to believe that in order not to become decadent, we must marry and raise righteous families. He was very affectionate for the Native American people, for African tribes that had withstood colonial civilization. And then he goes on to say, when the International Jewish Federation in New York declared war on Germany before Britain or France, it seemed natural to Germans that they defend themselves. So it wasn't them declaring war on, and if the Japanese, okay, we were in a fight with Japan, right? And we put them in concentration camps. So there, you know, the Jews had declared war on Germany. Anyway, I recommend you get this book, Yearning for the Living God. It's unfortunate that he ends up, so this is chapter two, he ends up summing it up, and it's not about this. The book is about his experiences in trying to connect and find God. History is written by those who win the war. The truth is much more subtle, much more complicated, and generally unwanted. Anyway, I recommend the book. Hitler did not want a new world order. He was fighting against it.
All right. So do I listen
to
him?
Nancy,
hold on for a second. I've given you a lot of time to talk and just continue on because this is something that I do not concur with and I disagree. So let me ask you this. Should I listen to former Secretary of State and other position holder Ezra Taft Benson on his opinion of Hitler, or should I listen to this individual?
What was his opinion?
He was no fan of Hitler.
How do you know? I want a quote. Give me a quote. And where he was.
Okay, so you're calling me to just... Okay, Nancy, I'm not going to pull it out of my hiney. But I guarantee you, I've read a number of different places. Do you want
he
me
went
to...
went over to Germany and brought them food. So, did you know that?
Nancy, you're calling in just with a kind of a random statement. The bottom line, and I believe everything
random.
You've just...
You're ignorant.
Nancy, stop. You're calling in with a random statement coming from a random position that I don't have lined up right at the moment. But I remember reading a few things said by, and I've talked to a few people that spoke with Ezra Taft Benson themselves, and he was no fan of Hitler.
Now, my guess is he probably was no fan.
He probably was no fan of Eisenhower as well. In fact, I think there's pretty good evidence on that one. I think he was no fan of Roosevelt. I think there's pretty good evidence of that. But sorry, Hitler was no Christ figure. He was no good Christian. That man was evil.
According to you.
You're right. The world according to John, I will give you that one. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Now do I think that he was necessarily more evil than Roosevelt? Quite probably not. Definitely not more evil than Stalin. Do I think the world has been controlled by nothing, pretty much by narcissistic evil individuals? Absolutely, I agree with that statement. I would make that statement. But I think you are painting Hitler in way too positive of a light. Nancy, thank you for your time. Feel free to call back. Feel free to call in. I appreciate the counter perspective, but I have two other callers at least that I need to get to here in the next 15 minutes. All right? Thank you for your time, Nancy. All right, let's go to Andy in Texas, and then we'll go to Kathleen after Andy. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, John, thanks for taking my call. You know, you really touched a little heart moment for me when you talk about coaching football. But, you know, the Bible says you should rather throw a stone around your neck and cast yourself in the sea than to hurt the children. So on the opposite note, then there's the people who help the children. And people who coach junior football, I did it for 9 years, actually 10 years, but 9 years as a head coach. I always did things that were just fantastic for the kids, pizza parties to watch the video. You can't miss it because I'm paying for it. And if you can't make it, I'll give you a ride. Things like this. I mean, it's just
Andy,
the most wonderful thing.
Andy, you're a better man than I.
Well, no. I was in a position to do that, and I had the money, and I didn't. I mean, it was just a wonderful time. I can't think of a better time in my life than that. But on the same token, when you start talking about Hitler and stuff and whatnot, I almost feel like, not you in general, but people who start talking about Hitler and stuff, it's like wasting time. I mean, it's past tense. Sure, we need to know our past. And if you don't know it, you're doomed to go through it again. But we are past this. The things that we should be talking about are the things that are relevant to today. It's like people talking about 9/11. Everybody's still arguing about how they did it, the way they did it, and all this other stuff. And then people are really getting mad at each other because they don't see it the same way. But they did it. Nonetheless, and what is the outcome of it? And it's, again, so we can talk later on in life, if we survive, we can talk about how did they do COVID-19 and what was it? Did they actually isolate this thing? We can talk about all this stuff, but no, they did COVID-19 too. What is the aftermath of that? Everybody wants to get stuck, and I like to call it stuck on stupid, and I'm not calling anybody stupid, but we end up talking about stuff that really has no relevance to what is
Andy,
actually going on to today.
I would say that's well stated. What is the important thing, I think, to remember from one of the most important things to remember from the World War II, the lessons of World War II, what are the important things to learn of 9/11 is, number one, I don't think we will ever know the truth until the history of the world is revealed after Christ has come. We won't know all the truths, but our job is to do our best to see. If we see evidences of things happening, and we see evidence of evil, we must fight the evil. And having a little bit of a perspective of the history of the past helps us to see that happen faster. And I want to bring, so what you're saying about 9/11 is so relevant. I have a friend who just recently became aware of conspiracy theory. In the last 2 years, she's come to understand that what she's been told her entire life about the history of the United States is not true. She came to understand, oh my gosh, those towers did not come down the way I was told. And a lot of people along those lines are giving away to every conspiracy that sounds best to them at the moment. Someone like you and I, Andy, have a little bit of understanding of the history of time and have been in the conspiracy game for a while. So we know to look more at the patterns and what comes from the events, the taking of freedoms. You are absolutely right. That's what we need to focus on most, but we have to have somewhat of an understanding of the past. So, Andy, continue.
Well, no, I'll just go with this too. That works in the same notation with the gun rights and whatnot. They're perpetrating. I mean, 9/11 was perpetrated, COVID was perpetrated, and they're perpetrating these shootings and stuff. And look at how they're just going around and eliminating people as they see fit. I mean, they don't want anybody.
Let's finish up on the other side of this break. Let's go to this break. Let's take this break of our valued advertisers, that we can help support the station by supporting them.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I remember when I lost my so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John. Let's get back to Andy. Andy, we were talking a little bit about football. We're talking about we need to look at the big picture, not to get stuck on the weeds and too much in the history of the past.
Well, not only that, I mean, I think the main point I'm making here is that we don't need to know how they did what they did. We don't need to know how they did COVID. We don't need to know how they did 9/11. We don't know how they did Oklahoma City. But we do know, we do need to know that they did it. And the end result of what they did gave us this. And the end result of the next project, they gave us this. And now at the end of COVID, they're giving this. And this one seems to be the big one, because we're going into perhaps starvation, perhaps massive death from a desk job, all this stuff. People are stuck on the idea of how they did it. What was just fascinating. They are brilliant in the way they did it. It's simply fascinating. But to be stuck on that particular point, I guess it's the point of my entire phone call, to be stuck on how they did it, as opposed to that they did it and here's the result. And those, the result is what we really need to be looking at, and that's how we get through this. And it's always power to the kids. I had the greatest time of my life coaching junior football, John, and I know you got to go. You have a good day.
If you don't know, if the children, so this was a famous quote by Stephen Covey. If people don't know how much you care, they don't care to know. Actually, exactly. I know, totally goofed that up. But the bottom line is, if a kid doesn't know you care about them, then they don't care what you know.
Well, and hey, here's one for you. Here's one for you. Whitney Houston, the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. I mean, come
I'll
on.
I'll let them follow what, until I hand over the baton. Andy, thank you for your time. All right, let's get to Kathleen. Kathleen, right. What's on your mind?
Hey, John.
Hi.
One of my favorite shows is one that I'm sure you're aware of, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 every day.
Actually,
I mean every
wait
Saturday.
A minute. Just reminded me, Kathleen, you just reminded me of something. Before you mention that one, real quickly, I do need to mention Roger Landry is on from noon to 1, and he's going to be covering 9/11. I need to make sure that I mention that at least once. And bottom line is, it's going to be a show that you're all going to want to hear tomorrow, noon Central to 1 p.m., his show on 9/11. Okay, continue. The great show.
And I try not to miss his show either. Karen Silk is the show Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, and it's a fabulous show. He had to take off time because of family. And so what he did, he went to the trouble to get fabulous substitutes. And I think I understand any host having to take a certain time off, but I would hope that they would all try to find substitutes for those days rather than repeats. And I had two suggestions, if I could. May I mention
Kathleen,
them?
Kathleen, fire away on your suggestions. I can't say that I will take you up on those suggestions, but please go ahead and offer.
Okay. Mike Hattie, and you can get his number from Richard Carey, who has a show on every day from noon until 1. And Richard Hattie, he's a wonderful historian. And then the other one that I thought was great, I heard the other day on the 6 p.m. show that follows yours, Mr. Griffin, who wrote the book The Creature from Jekyll Island, a pretty bestseller book. And both of them can talk they don't need a host. They really have so much to say. It's great. If those don't suit you, Sam.
I would love to have Mr. Griffin on. The question is Mr. Griffin willing to do a full 2 hours as the host?
True. That's true, too. And then the other, Sam, the producer, would have great suggestions if those two didn't work out. But I thought I would just mention that because everybody has family things that come up, and I really respect the hosts that that find substitutes rather than, you know,
other than John. All right, Kathleen, thank you for your time. Everybody have a great Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you for your time. It's been Talk with John.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I think you're crazy.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is the National Intel Report. Today is Friday, September 9th, 2022. Attempting to hold down the fort a day. John Stadtmiller's hour. I miss that man. This is Talk with John of the Talk with John show, Saturdays 3 to 5, Mountain 4 to 6 Central. You can join me there. And I look forward to interacting with you for the next 2 hours. I'm going to have a guest in the second hour. For the first hour, it's going to be you, me, the audience, and a few stories. So feel free to call in and interact with me. But before I get going, let's get this show off to a proper start for me, at least. Let me give out my show prayer. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, the show mantra, what I try to keep in mind now, realize I do not live this. This is a standard that I try to achieve and fall short probably every hour, but many times a day. Where there is liberty, this is the mantra, and the mantra of the show. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ there is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That is the mantra of my show. And I'm going to kind of just do the show as I would do it. And that's what John told me to do whenever I filled in for him. And it's what I intend on doing today. So, John, we love you, brother. And I appreciate being with you here today, folks. And I look forward to interacting with all of you. So, I have a number of things that I want to get to. I want to get to Queen Elizabeth. If a few people that I know ever listen to this show, they're not going to be very pleased with me. Because I have some thoughts there. Queen Elizabeth, about Queen Elizabeth's passing, shall we say. And a number of other stories that are happening right now in the news. I think one that I want to start off with right off the bat. FBI agents have made complaints to the Senate Judiciary Committee members. Breaking. FBI Director Christopher Wray allegedly removed concerns raised by rank-and-file agents from this year's final report to the FBI Special Agents Advisory Committee about FBI leadership becoming too politicized in deciding which cases to open and which cases investigations to pursue. FBI whistleblowers have told the Senate Judiciary Committee and the council representing more than 10,000 agents from bureau field offices holds its meetings with the director at FBI headquarters twice a year. The FBI is now acting as both, and this is from Paul Sperry, the FBI is now acting as both propaganda arm of the Democrat Party and the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party. Can anybody really refute that? I can't. The FBI interfered in the 2016, 2018, and 22 elections, and now the 2022 elections, again, Trump and the GOP for Democrats, looks like they're going to do it again this coming year. For 6 years, the FBI has been falsifying evidence or suppressing exculpatory evidence to frame Trump and friends surrounding Trump's and anything that might help Trump, and frankly, many times and many scenarios with Republicans. Finally, a thing that's worth noting, Biden family whistleblower announced last week that it was top FBI official Tim... I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, who buried the information he gave the Bureau on Biden's family criminal acts. And I believe it's Tebow. Tybalt. It could be Tybalt. Not sure. But he withheld information, and he was perp walked out a few Fridays ago. I had a conversation on my show with a member of police forces, served many warrants, been part of gathering warrants, and he's like, someone like that, a lower level, would not keep stuff out unless he was directed to, and he thinks by at least Christopher Wray, if not Merrick Garland. So, bottom line is, folks, as I just want to share, more and more information is coming out. Federal judge Fauci states that Fauci has 21 days to overturn the misinformation emails sent to social media giants. Judge Terry Daugherty ruled Tuesday that the Biden administration has 21 days to overturn all relevant emails by the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci to social media platforms regarding alleged misinformation and censorship of social media content. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry are in a lawsuit with Biden officials and social media giants. The attorney general accused Biden administration of suppressing the constitutionally protected right. Getting in our communication process kind of makes me wonder if they don't want to hear the subjects that I'm going to be talking about. Kind of makes you wonder because Skype was dropped for just a moment. Now it looks like it's active between me and the
network, but let's go ahead and get back to it. So, so these two attorney generals accused Biden administration of suppressing the constitutionally protected right to free speech on elections and the COVID-19 lab leak theory, coronavirus related to lockdowns and other issues. The Gateway Pundit is the key plaintiff in the lawsuit filed by the state of Missouri. And the lawsuit alleges that public statements, emails, recently released documents established that the President of the United States and other senior officials in the Biden administration violated the First Amendment by directing social media companies to censor viewpoints that conflict with the government's messaging. Now, is there any evidence that this is going on? Well, for heaven's sakes, Zuckerberg happened to go on the Joe Rogan show and happened to mention that he received guidance, shall we say, from the FBI. Kind of makes me wonder. What about you? I'm pretty convinced that there's a little bit of, I'm going to use the word guidance, direction. Yeah, they're working hand in hand together, folks, as you already know. The deep state rat, Bill Barr. Now, Donald Trump in general, I was a fan of his presidency overall. But there are cases to be made why Donald Trump shouldn't be brought back again, and Bill Barr probably is evidence number two or three. Number one evidence would be he was too helpful in making sure the vaccines got out and has not been willing to come out and talk about what is going on in those vaccines. That's number one. Number two, he is not willing to look into the evidence and say, all he needs to do is say, I was lied to. Everybody would believe him. It's okay. Many people got duped. I know many good people, many people that are very much awake of what and with what's going on took the shot. Not me. Let me be clear. No one in my household, let me be clear, has taken that shot. But many people very close to me listen to this type of information to take that first shot. Get boosters, too. There is tons of evidence. But let's go back to Bill Barr. This Justice Department is very close to mounting evidence. Now, this is according to Bill Barr. So let's get into this just a little bit further. To indict former President Donald Trump for preserving classified documents at his Florida home. Now, bottom line is the president has, all he has to do is say, this is no longer a classified document. Boom, no longer a classified document. So Bill Barr, you're a dirty rat. Prosecutors must decide whether they can make a technical case against Trump and must continue to mount sufficient evidence to justify an indictment, Barr told Fox News on Wednesday. As I've said all along, there are two questions, the ex-AG said. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence by which they could indict somebody on him, or somebody on, including him? That's the first question, and I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. Bill Barr, you are a punk, and I would even use, well, no, I wouldn't use. You don't deserve stronger words than that. Bill Barr, you're a rat. The President of the United States has the right to declassify anything he wants to. That is within his purview. You chose to not go after Hillary Clinton after it was found out she had classified documents on her email server. The same thing that you passed over, you're now basically promoting. Bill Barr, I would say you have committed treason. You're a liar. You're a schmuck. And you are piece of evidence number probably two. President Trump didn't do enough to not let the economy get shut down. That would be probably evidence number two why President Trump should not go back to office, if I was to make a case for that, and I'm not necessarily making a case for that. Number three, Bill Barr, you are number three. He doesn't know how to choose good people. All right, apparently we've got a caller on hold, so let's bring them on board. I believe it's David in Illinois. Now, before I do that, let me give out the phone numbers real quick. It's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Feel free to call in, folks. I will take some phone calls in this hour, and I'll probably take some calls in the next hour. But, David in Illinois, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I was going to comment about this Twitter thing, but also, when I'm done, I'd like to comment about this raid, with what they're doing with Trump. But this Twitter, you know the government's controlling us. We signed up for a Twitter account, went through the whole validation process to let them know who I was. I was suspended within hours, but they were nice enough to highlight why I did. They did it. They said that that I would possibly discuss or disclose sensitive information. I didn't even post. I've never had a Twitter account. It was the first time. They were watching me that bad. I didn't even do anything.
You know what? You should feel honored. You should feel honored because they haven't canceled me yet. So you should feel honored that they are that concerned about you.
I would like to know how you guys get away with it.
Well, I must admit, I do not put anything. I post my show links. I'm pretty tame on what I say. All you have to do is go to the links of the show, and you'll hear what I'm saying. So I don't post outwardly things that are way over the what probably would get me banned. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Well, I've never written or posted anything obscene and obsessive. I just happened to grow up with my father and family, and they hid me with them while they were working under classified Department of Defense, Department of Energy, Department of Interior. So instead of having nothing to do, they give me classified documents to read. So, I mean, I had direct access to all this stuff all the way up until right before 9/11. Matter of fact, they even warned me about 9/11 2 months before. Okay? So how did that happen if they didn't know? And I know who called and covered it up. What department
David,
came from.
That sounds like it's the music to go to break.
Sure. Yes,
let's
sir.
Continue a little bit on the other side.
Another holiday weekend is marred by deaths. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Two dead in Norfolk, three shot in Brooklyn, and seven dead are among the 46 shot in Chicago over the holiday weekend. Some will say we need gun control to stop mass shootings, but not so fast there, gun grabbers. Gun control didn't stop the 10 dead and 15 injured in mass stabbing events in Canada over the weekend. Guns are tools, just like knives, and also just like knives, they can be misused for evil. In fact, so can household chemicals, cars, fertilizer, prescription drugs, and many other things that we use every day. We need to focus on the real problems, criminals and evil. Fix the morality of society, and that'll do a lot more to stop violence than taking away a tool. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey folks, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I have a show from 3 to 5 Mountain. Let's get back to the caller, and I believe that was David in Illinois. What's on your mind, David?
Yeah, now, whenever they do a show about 9/11, I'll be glad to talk and tell you the other, and there is another location, but I just not what this was about, unless you want. But the Trump situation, what worries me about, like you said earlier, Hillary had way much worse documents, in serious documents in her bathroom, didn't care. But these guys were down there for hours.
Okay, David, let me jump in here real quick for a second. I don't care who had the most sensitive information. He's the president of the, he was the former president of the United States. It's been pretty clear, in many people have agreed with this statement, that he said, if I take this home, it's declassified. And on top of that, do you think Donald Trump packed all those boxes? No, it was other people that were packing the boxes for him.
Okay. Right, I agree. That's where I was going. They didn't do nothing to her, but they sent out more tactical guys than I've ever seen my whole life of watching these guys and hanging out with them for some documents that they even just said, just put another lock on the door. So where I was going with what bothers me is his lawyer and Trump, I mean, yeah, they let them have access to that documents for hours quite a few times before. They didn't have a problem. But if they wanted to set this guy up, I would question anything they try to say that's in there now. But it doesn't matter because he was the president. He could do that. You know, it's they want this guy so bad. They hate this guy so bad. I just worry that they're going to run out of options for him, and I hope he gets in again.
Okay, so you would like to see him be president of the United States?
Oh, again, yeah, yes.
Okay, David, got a question for you.
Will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.